It seems that there are so many options these days when it comes to spirituality. And when we do settle on one of them, we kind of want to make it be what we want it to be, to serve us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, designer religions are all the rage these days. Bit of this, bit of that, and hey presto, that's what I believe. Of course, there's nothing new in any of that. When Jesus lobbed in on planet Earth, they wanted to make him what they wanted him to be. Luke chapter 9, verses 18 and 19. Once Jesus was praying alone with only the disciples near him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others that one of the ancient prophets had arisen." People wanted him to fit into their frame of reference as a people oppressed by Roman occupiers, hoping for a religious solution, which is why they were so confused. Who the blazes is this guy? How can we make him fit our understanding of God and spirituality and religion and life? Is that how you and I pigeonhole Jesus in our lives too? Are we trying to stuff him into a box into which he just doesn't seem to fit? Because when it comes to making him the Lord of our lives, that won't do. Only the truth will. Luke chapter 9, verse 20, he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" And Peter answered, "The Messiah of God." What we think of Jesus matters. How we position him in our minds, our hearts, our lives matters. Why? Because God is God. Jesus is God the Son, and not what we make him to be. Let Jesus be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in your life today. That's God's word fresh for you today. Make no mistake, this Jesus who suffered, died, and rose again for you, he wants to make a powerful difference in your life. He wants to be part of your life to help you become all that he made you to be. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at christianityworks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's christianityworks.com.